USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate gaveling into a pro forma session on Monday on Capitol Hill as lawmakers continue to discuss the Paycheck Protection Program and adding more funding to that program. One thing that is for sure in that program, according to Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida, the small businesses that receive the money are going to be the ones that need it the most.
Well, here, first off, we need to replenish it. But the way I look at this is, businesses that did not see a significant downturn in the revenues, they shouldn't get it. If you look at what they did to our smallest companies, they couldn't even apply until just a few days before the money ran out.
The Supreme Court ruled on Monday that juries in state criminal trials must be unanimous to convict a defendant, settling a quirk of constitutional law that had allowed divided votes to result in convictions in two states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've had a lot of really great days back-to-back, which has been a huge blessing. Even my doctor told me, because they asked me to bring everything in that I take on a daily basis, he was very encouraged by seeing what I was taking, and he said he didn't care how many I had. And he said it's food. And the form that it's in was something that he was very, because he's an avid learner, and he's always researching, and he's always excited to see new things. And he told me, this would be good. This will help you immensely with the nutrition that you need.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
In financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 592 points to finish at 23,650. This as West Texas Intermediate crude for May delivery plunged more than 300% to trade in negative territory for the first time in over 5,000 years. As protests around the country continue, a woman in New Jersey was charged with violating the governor's stay-at-home order after organizing a protest outside the New Jersey state capitol. The woman was charged with violating emergency orders after organizing the protest. With protests happening across the country, Illinois Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker understands why the protesters are angry.
I think I would say to all of those folks who legitimately want to get back to work that I do too. I want people to get back to work. I want people to go back to school. And I want us to have a great summer.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis gave municipalities the go-ahead to start reopening beaches if they could do it safely and observe social distancing guidelines. Beaches in Jacksonville are now open from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. and then 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. local time. Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott reminds everyone,
well, it all comes down to each of us. Each of us have to say to ourselves, we're only going to get through this if we do it safely. So if you're going to go to the beach, you've got to social distance. If you're going to go out walking, you have to social distance. If you're going to go to a park, you have to social distance. And be careful about this, especially the people that have the highest risk. So we've got to figure out how to open this economy. We can't all just stay home and not make any money. There's not enough money in the federal budget to just pay everybody. Mm-hmm. So we've got to start doing this. If we do it safely, I think we can get home quicker. I put out a plan at basis of the federal government has a role. Our businesses do. They have got to figure out how to make people feel comfortable. It's not going to open if people don't feel comfortable getting on an airplane, if they don't feel comfortable going to a restaurant. So it ultimately comes down to, is my family going to feel safe? And what are you doing to make my family or me as an employee, what are you doing to make me safe to come to work?
Scott speaking there on Fox News and at the White House Coronavirus Task Force briefing, Dr. Deborah Birx did not question Florida's move. For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.